Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. In the studio this morning with me, I have Claire, Andrew, and Emma. They're here to talk about a 4-H event that's coming up at the end of March. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
So 4-H is it's a pretty awesome organization that happens all across the country. And what you've found is it's not it's a pretty common occurrence, a pretty common childhood experience. And is that the whole point of this event, is just to bring folks together?
Yeah. So we have a 4-H alumni potluck next Wednesday, March 27th, and it's from 5 to 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall's Trum Room. And this is the second annual. Something that we noticed was that whenever I would say I work for 4-H, there's a lot of adults that would say, oh, I did 4-H, and would name whatever state they were from. So, yeah, we want to bring people together from different generations to share their 4-H experience and get to hear what kids in Sitka get to do in 4-H. And with the hopes of bringing more people in, if anyone who was formerly in 4-H wants to get involved and is inspired, we want to kind of cultivate that and hear from 4-H alumni as well.
Nice. So for those who didn't have 4-H when they were growing up, what is 4-H? What's the whole inspiration point behind the program?
Yeah. So 4-H stands for Head, Heart, Hands, and Health, and it's an experiential learning program based on skill building and learning from mentors. So we currently have clubs after school. We also do, we're currently doing a spring break camp. We're going to do some summer camps. So it's a way to get kids from 5 to 18 out learning some skills and cultivating confidence and passions.
Excellent. And here in Sitka, it's pretty place-based. Like it's very applicable to where you're growing up. So Andrew, you had done 4-H when you were a kid, when growing up. What kind of activities were you doing at 4-H back in the day?
Yeah, I grew up in upstate New York in a rural area, and I was in 4-H all throughout my youth, I think, since I was maybe 10 or 11 years old. And it gave me a huge number of opportunities. I did everything from making bluebird boxes and learning all about birds and natural resource management and managing small woodlots. And then I got opportunities to go to Washington, D.C. and nice. Albany, New York, to learn about civic engagement, involvement in government. And I think I even got some scholarships to go to college through the 4-H program in New York. So it really gave me a lot of opportunities when I was growing up.
Excellent. And it's SCS that has brought 4-H really to Sitka.
Yeah, we started this 4-H program with the help of Bob Gorman and the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Sitka campus here. And we started it up, and kind of my idea with it was, you know, 4-H provided me with a lot of opportunities, and I'd like to start something up like that here in Sitka. And 4-H, you know, a lot of people think about it, oh, 4-H is about cows or horses or having rabbits, and it's definitely really strong programs, especially in, you know, states where it's rural economies and agricultural based. But 4-H, the kind of, it's a huge umbrella, and you can do a lot of different things. So we started the program and really framed it around how do we do a living with the land and building community 4-H program and blend the sort of traditional ways that skills were passed down here in Sitka from elders to youth. How do we do that in a more deliberate way and figure out what are the skill sets that kids need here in Sitka to, you know, be part of the community and create the future and do everything from, you know, gardening and growing potatoes to filleting salmon to knowing, you know, changes in seasons, the types of trees, how to cook the food that you grow and gather, you know, on and on and on.
Excellent. And it's over the past 7 years or so, it's really blossomed. You guys were showing the whole calendar of events. There are so many opportunities that are happening. So what are some of the things that are happening right now that the kids have an opportunity to take advantage of?
Yeah, we currently have a spring ecology series. So often some of our clubs are in series, so that's a six-week session that delves into certain topics. So right now it's spring ecology. We're currently in spring break camp, so that one's full, and today is the last day, but that's what Emma here has been in this week.
Excellent.
We also have adventure clubs, so that's for kids in middle school to learn adventure skills, and that's culminating in a two-night, overnight hike and camping trip. We also have art with Mark Sixby at the park. We do birding once a month. So, and we have sewing. We have, we often cook at the Pioneer Home. So, yeah, we have a range of things.
Any possible different activity that you might be interested in, there's probably a 4-H club or camp or something that's going to be taking advantage of it and learning more about it.
Yeah, and we often draw on people in the community, Erin, to help us lead the programs or help teach the skill sets either to the youth or to some of the instructors. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have a wealth of knowledge in Sitka, and it's really how do we get the adults and the instructors to help out with the things that they really know and pass those along to the kids. So the range of activities and camps that we do is really thanks to a lot of the volunteers and the instructors and the skill sets that people in Sitka have shared that they want youth and the next generation to learn.
Excellent. So this potluck that's happening on the 27th, obviously alumni who can share their stories and current 4-H'ers can talk about the things they're doing. But even this would be could be even for people who maybe they weren't in 4-H growing up, but maybe they have some skills that they would love to share or think are important. Would this be an event they could still show up and give their 2 cents?
Definitely.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. And it's also for people who are interested in 4-H. They are welcome to learn more. And something that is happening at this event is we're this is the start of open registration for our summer camps.
Okay.
So you can learn about what we're doing in the summer and get signed up. This will be the first opportunity to do so.
Excellent. And there's a number of different camps of, oh my goodness, I see marine discovery, I see gardening, kayaking, a whole gamut. Mm-hmm. So Emma, are you going to be doing some 4-H camps this summer?
Yes.
You are? Okay. Now, do you know which ones you want to do? I think we talked about it a little earlier. What one looked the best to you that you really are excited about?
Gardening camp.
Gardening camp. So why do you like gardening camp? Is it the being outside or the plants?
Because I like to make plants and flowers.
Nice. Yeah, it's a pretty awesome thing to do. Do you, in the gardening club, do you get to eat the things you grow? Or what kind? Do you remember what kind of plants that you grow? Are they flowers or are they potatoes?
We grow potatoes and carrots and lettuces.
Awesome. So you're starting from just these little seeds and growing them throughout the summer until they're actual potatoes and actual carrots. You get to see that whole process. That's pretty fun. So you're excited to do that again this summer? Excellent. Do you think more people should probably learn how to garden? Do you think it's an important thing to know? Yeah? Definitely. Well, this is going to be pretty cool to have 4-H and other kids like you learning how to garden. That'll be a fun time to do that. And you'll have this coming Wednesday on the 27th. Are you going to go to the potluck?
Maybe.
Okay. You'll probably have to encourage some other people to show up and maybe get some more people out gardening with you this summer. I bet you'll have a lot of people who are going to be pretty excited about growing some peas and some carrots and potatoes and spending time outside. It's some fun stuff. Excellent. So that is coming up on the 27th. We'll be learning about all the 4-H events that are happening, sharing stories about 4-H in yesteryear, and signing up for some current stuff. So it's a potluck style, so anyone can bring whatever they want to share and just hang out and have a good time.
Exactly.
Excellent. So what time is that happening on the 27th?
5 to 7.
5 to 7 at Centennial Hall. Excellent. And if folks are unable to make it to this event, but they still want to learn more about 4-H, where can they go to learn more?
Mm-hmm. They can call me at 747-7509, or if email works better, my email address is Claire, Claire, at sitkawild.org.
Excellent. Well, thank you all so much for coming in this morning. It's more amazing things that the kids in this town get to do. I'm so jealous. I'm not a kid in this town. It's some amazing opportunities that 4-H and SES and all these different organizations have provided. Well, again, thanks for coming in this morning, Yua.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.